This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ladies act like gents. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I think it's our first show of 2026 in studio. Good to be back in studio, B. Appreciate everybody watching us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or hanging with us on Monumental Sports Network or just listening in their cars, driving around. You had some traffic this morning, Brian.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily much traffic, just it throws you off. You come around because I get all the construction going on.
So you're coming over 66 Bridge, right?
Yeah. And I go to make the right, and there's a damn police car there. And I look over, and they got all kind of stuff blocked off. So I just go down Constitution to 17, and I come over. But there's a guy in the turning lane, a police guy. I mean, it wasn't like a D.C. police. He's one of the Capitol people. And so I saw other cars going around him, so I went around him. But then when you come on the other side, it's nothing. I'm like, what are they holding it up for? You know? It's crazy.
My ride was surprisingly easy. And I, you know, you're always yelling at me about different routes. Tried a different route this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the two routes. I didn't go Mass. I went MacArthur. I don't know if that really counts as a different route. I hit a little. There was something going on at 395. There were fire trucks everywhere at, like, the exit that takes you to the Senate. But I just kind of scooted around them. It really wasn't bad.
Yeah.
They are doing construction on South Cap where you come up to make the left on M. You know, you can go under the road or you come up to make that left. That's going to be a zoo. But I was pretty damn shocked. I thought the first Tuesday of the new year, everybody going back to work. B, you know me. I don't often leave early and have plenty of time. But I left early and had plenty of time today.
Well, Jay.
New year, new me.
I left at 9:02.
Damn.
From Centerville.
This is different.
And I was in this build. I was in, back up over there before 9:45.
Okay. And that's pretty good.
And that was still, like I said to Lou, it made me go a different way, but I rolled through it, man.
I was shocked. Now, granted, when I got out of Ashburn last night, it was late. I left because I had to stop and get gas. Shout out to the Sheets.
Yeah, I listened to you. I listened to y'all ask questions.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was on my way to DC Prime, yeah.
Even better. Good for you. Yeah, Thanks for the invite.
hey, you didn't call. Let me know you're still hanging.
If you heard me asking questions, you knew I was still there.
But I know you like to get home so quickly.
We were live. Yesterday was the last real day of the season. I told them I'll be live at 6:55 for the sports hit. But it was easy driving home. Like, I feel like everybody in Tyson's must have been asleep. I hadn't gotten through Tyson's that fast, that easy in a long time, but it was pleasant.
I think stuff is starting to move when they get all of the little construction stuff worked out. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I'm just trying to throw positive things in the air, you know?
We have, listen, there's a lot going on in DC sports. The Wizards, Heather McDonough just sent me this graphic. Who do you think has a better record? Now, are we cherry picking stats a little bit here? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But still, who do you think has a better record in the last 11 games? The Wiz or the Thunder? And I know
they're probably tied up.
I know that what you say whenever I ask you a question, I'm setting it up.
Yeah, you're setting it up.
Still, we're talking about the Thunder.
Yeah, they tied up.
The Wiz and the Thunder are 6-5 in their last 11.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty damn good. Now, there's a lot of Wizards.
Only if the season was 11 games long.
Doug, but we know what this Wiz season is supposed to be.
I know, yeah.
And so to go 6-5 over 11, pretty. Yo, remember at the beginning of December? When we had the bet, who's going to win more, the Skins or the Wiz? Yeah. The Wiz blew them out, man. Which is good for the Wiz, but not so great for the Burgundy and Gold.
You know what that tells you, though? The NBA has a taking problem.
With everybody.
When you know a team is trying to take it, they can still win 6-11. The other teams are trying to take worse than them.
Sure. But they're playing some good hoops. And
They play well.
There's this talk of this Trae Young trade. Chris Miller is the voice of the Wizards. He's going to join us at 10:30. Just kind of get us caught up on all things with the Wiz. The Wiz are hosting Orlando tonight. I'm going to be in the building Friday night. Derek Queen and the Pelicans are coming to town. I think that should be a lot of fun for the Wiz. I haven't been to a Wiz game yet this year, I don't think. So I'm excited
Your
about
turtle
that.
Turtle plays for the Pelicans.
Yeah, exactly. Now, for a bigger fella, you know, Zion couldn't handle it, but maybe DQ can handle that.
Just tell him the food is no problem. Don't get rice with everything.
Yeah, rice will get you.
You know, just eat some greenage with that with that etouffee and all. Don't get rice. If you get rice with everything, it's going
a lot of rice.
Yeah, you're gonna have some junk in the trunk.
And I think you got to go like yogurt for breakfast down there because you go beignets into.
Nah,
like
a, you don't need to go
into
yogurt
grits.
But you can go like, you know, instead of getting all the sausage and everything, get you a seafood omelet. They got a lot of those
yogurt dog. I want to make a point of this because I don't know that we will later. Maybe we can talk to Nate about it a little bit. Yesterday, waiting for the presser, and we got an extra 10-15 minute wait for the presser. But waiting for the presser, so Greg Abernathy, somebody you and I both know, is a long
somebody
time.
Somebody I don't like.
You love Greg.
No, I don't like him. I mean, I don't like him. I love him, but I don't like him.
I agree with that sentiment entirely. So we're sitting around just killing time waiting for AP and DQ last night. Greg is a longtime photog for Monumental at NBC Sports Washington, all the precursor names of it, right? So we've worked with Greg for many years. And Greg has kind of morphed into this, like, he does mostly Caps stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to him yesterday. I was like, man, Caps are kind of treading water, right? Like, they're like 3-6-2 in their last 10. He's like, yeah, but there's a lot of young players to be excited about. And I'm like, oh yeah? And he starts telling me about all these guys coming up. And you know, this time of year, Commander season's over. Like, my focus will allow more Caps Wiz into my life. And he's like, wait till you see this kid. And somebody give me a pronunciation for this dude. I'm gonna say Sordif, I think. S-O-U-R-D-I-F.
That sounds like right. I think I've heard it said like that.
He's like, Greg yesterday says to me, wait till you see this kid Sordif. And I'm like, all right, cool. So Caps play last night against the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
My man Sordif has a hat trick.
They put a touchdown on him, baby.
Dude, so credit to Avs for calling his shot with this kid Sordif. If you want to be excited about the young kids, Sordif last night has a hattie, and then Ryan Leonard has a goal.
Yeah.
So, like, that got me wearing my Cap sweatshirt. If you're watching on the stream or on Monumental, we're flexing on them today. Really good result for the Caps when they really needed a good result. And you love to see the young guys scoring like that.
Totally.
Caps have a home game tomorrow night if you're in the market. So that's our brief roundup of everything.
Have to pull out my old B. Mitch jersey.
Uh-oh, it's almost that time.
Get ready to start rocking.
Now, to what was the most interesting thing yesterday for us was, you know, we were there for locker cleanout. We got to talk to a lot of players. Players, to a man, talked about how much they love playing for Cliff Kingsbury. Debo, Mariota, Jaden, Terry. There was a lot of talk about it. Terry talked about how much he's enjoyed his growth in the offensive system, especially last year. He was playing mostly on the left side. This year, he was moving around. Jaden said, I just wish I got to play more this year because I really enjoy playing for him.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the report over the weekend from Diana Rossini that there was a bit of a disconnect between Cliff and Adam Peters and what's going to happen there. You're going to see a lot of coordinators move around. I don't think that's that uncommon. I think Cliff's going to be a real candidate for other jobs. That happened last year. I think it'll happen again this year. But last night, we kind of sit around and wait for Dan Quinn and Adam Peters to have a press conference. And I thought I had much more interest in talking to Adam Peters yesterday just because we hadn't heard from him since the summer. And we don't get to hear from him on the record very often. Whereas DQ talks in season four times a week.
Yeah, I heard you say that to him.
I was just being honest. Like, because I felt bad. Like, Dan, I know you're sitting there, but we don't get to talk to AP. And he was like, I'm good with it.
I'm with him on that.
But early in the presser, and forgive me, I don't know who asked it. Maybe it was Nikki. Asked Dan his opinion on Cliff's performance this year. And I thought the lack of an answer was really, really telling. And Lampville, I won't call for audio. We'll do that a little later. But I believe it was Nikki Giavala from The Athletic asked about Cliff Kingsbury's performance this season. Dan Quinn's response, we're going through all of the coaches. Cliff, offensively, defensively, on the team side. And so that's really what we're digging into to find out what's best. How do we do it? You know, where do we find spaces to improve?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now,
Jay? You got to realize one thing. He knew those questions was coming.
Of course.
And tried to stop before he got into it. So the way to say it, we're talking about everybody. That's what I heard the thing too, and I'm like, oh, okay, I see what he's doing. He's trying to dismiss the one-sided way. You see what I'm saying?
Totally.
Yeah.
The only thing I think that would have helped, hey, you know, Cliff did some good things. We got to go through everything. We're looking at everything. We got to look at all the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one little bit of typical coach speak platitude would have changed the tone.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And there wasn't that. That was absent. And I'm going to say this too. Like, you go 5-12. Everything's on the table.
Hell yeah.
The offensive coordinator's on the table. The defensive coordinator, which is pretty remarkable.
He was already laying on the table.
Like, he's still DC, right?
Mm-hmm.
What will be pretty interesting is, let's say in the next 24, 48 hours, Cliff is elsewhere. If we get to a place where Joe Witt is still technically the D coordinator and Cliff's gone, is pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting, but I think we have to understand one thing. That's all little stuff together. You guys handled it. He ain't going to be the DC this year.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the ultimate thing. Whether he's still here or not.
You think Joe Witt could be back?
Could be. At a different position, different level.
Right.
You know, and let's coaching, bruh, I've seen so much stuff go down with coaching. You can have that DC title and have no damn power. You can be, like, there's teams where you got a defense coordinator, but the D-line coach called the damn plays on defense. You know, it's all kind of stuff that goes down. The title makes no difference. It's what the hell you get to do.
Well, and there's a lot of situations where, like, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Liam Cohen, Dave Canales, like, they all have offensive coordinators, but those dudes don't call the plays.
Yeah.
And then Mike McDonald has a defensive coordinator, but Mike McDonald's calling the plays.
Yes.
The defenses for Seattle.
Hmm. So like, just like when I was in Philly, and he did the same thing.
Right. There's a million of those scenarios, right? Honestly, more and more, the head coach not calling plays on either side of the ball is becoming more rare. Like the Dan Quinn, like this year in Detroit, we saw Dan Campbell had to take play calling back. What was that? About 2/3 of the way through the year.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy with the way the offense was going. Like,
and
John Harbaugh's in a situation where he's not calling.
The coach has that right. You know what I mean?
Well, and that'd be my one thing. We saw Dan Quinn do it with Joe Witt, 2/3 of the way through the season, arguably too late.
Mm-hmm.
And if there were problems with Cliff along the season, Dan Quinn has a right to go tell him, yo, change this. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that happened. Like,
we don't know that it didn't happen either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The interesting thing for me is going into the Minnesota game, coming off the bye when Jaden was coming back, I was told in no certain terms, but I was told this, you're not going to see or you're going to see significantly less designed quarterback runs. Mm-hmm. And at the time, it makes sense because, all right, well, you are bringing this young man back, but you want to protect him. Mm-hmm. You know he's coming off this major elbow injury, and we're going to be smart about it. But if you're Cliff, and you're like, that's a big part of my offense, like, you take that away, a stool has three legs. Now I got two-legged stool. I'm going to fall over.
Yeah, but you got to be able to adjust.
Coaches have rights. Head coaches can do that, or wherever that comes from has a right to do that. Mm-hmm. So the DQ not saying anything about Cliff gave me a little pause. And so later in the presser, I asked Adam Peters, hey, what's your role in the coaching staff? And I thought it was pretty interesting that AP was like, oh, I got nothing. Hands up. It's all DQ. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily believe that. They're not under oath. They're not required to tell us the mm-hmm. truth. I have a hard time thinking he has no role in it. Because they have this extremely collaborative approach. Now, I do think ultimately Quinn gets to make the decisions.
Yeah.
But, like, a horse can be led to water, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you can. The thing of it, GMs are, in some cases, heavily involved. In other cases, not much. But they always can throw their opinion out there. But the coaches that have been around a while, and they have a leeway of they're going to make the final decision. And if you're making a final decision, at that point I can say, I have nothing to do with it because I don't make the decision. You know what I mean? Like, we watched some teams where they hired a coach and then the GM hires the rest of the staff for the head coach. I don't think it happened like that here, you know, but I can believe they have conversation and then Adam take whatever into consideration and make a decision. But when that situation happened, I happened to be talking to some people, guys that have been in football locker rooms. And the conversation was, man, they still doing putting him in harm's way. No, like nothing changed.
Well, some of that is Jaden, right? And Jaden's comments yesterday were pretty interesting where he's like, I have to know that my best ability is availability, and I mm-hmm. have to grow in that capacity.
Yeah.
Because in that Vikings game where there were not any designed quarterback runs, go back and check the tape, there weren't. Mm-hmm. I'll pull it up. I bet he still ran four or five times, and he didn't even play the whole game. Mm-hmm. And so that's scrambling, that's running. Yeah, in that game, Jaden ran four times for 16 yards. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, he got hurt on the INT trying to chase down a tackle, and that's a fluke thing, but like, there weren't designed quarterback runs. He probably
this
played
offense,
about three quarters.
See, this is the thing about this offense, and I understand what you're saying, a designed quarterback run, non-quarterback, or whatever. This offense is not designed in a sense where it protects your quarterback. Okay? We can sit here and make it how we want to make it, but the ultimate thing is this offense, once you figure it out, you figured it out. And it's not no digression away from stuff. It is in your face. This is what it is, and we ain't changing it. And that's how it has been, you know. But the offense is called differently when other quarterbacks are there. See, we have conversations where when Jaden's in there, he got that cover my ass mindset. That's the way the offense is called. When the other guys are in there, it's called more conservatively. You know what I mean? It's a little
for
different.
For Josh, it was, for sure.
It's a little different.
For Johnson, they're under center. I think
I understand.
When Mariota and Jaden were out there,
it's
pretty
not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same. This is my football lies telling you that. It's not exactly
That's
the same.
So do you think Cliff wasn't doing enough to protect Jaden?
I don't know if it's what he's doing enough or not, but I think there's an element of how great Jaden is, and you could cover up some stuff.
Well,
last year, his ability covered a lot of stuff and made that thing look a lot better than what it was.
That's really interesting. I think I'm actually jotting this stuff down now. I think if you have to look at a moment, Dan Quinn said in the Seattle game where Jaden got hurt, that was going to be his last drive, mm-hmm. right? The play Jaden got hurt on was an RPO. Mm-hmm. They were down 24 points in the fourth quarter. So you can yell at Dan for having him on the field, and Dan took those bullets, probably deservedly so. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, why are you calling an RPO in that position? But the flip side might be that was the right play call in the right moment. I don't know. It's there's a lot of catch-22s with some of this stuff, but you got to wonder if at some point between going up tempo, running more plays, having designed quarterback runs, if the organization is like, are we doing the best we can to protect our asset? Mm-hmm. Who in year one didn't miss a game, but in year two only played four complete games. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of moving parts. We'll see what we learn. I do want to talk some Wiz. Chris Miller, voice of the Wizards, joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Busy, busy day. A lot going on in the NFL. We're going to stay tuned to all of that. But we got to give some love to the Wiz.
Yeah.
Wiz kids are playing some good hoops. 6-5 over their last 11. They got a game tonight against Orlando. The Magic are pretty good. Good young team. Right now, the Magic are 4 games over .500. But the Wiz, right now, 5-5 in the last 10. It's been fun to watch a lot of young guys really start to gel together. Helping us make sense of it all is our friend Mr. Chris Miller from Monumental Sports Network, voice of the Wizards. What's up, C-Mill? How are you, man?
What's good, brothers? Happy New Year to both of you.
Same to you, bro.
You too, man. You too. You have one of 32 jobs in the world, which is very cool, but I imagine the last 10 games have been a lot more fun.
You know, it's funny that you say it like that because a lot of my buddies are kind of saying the same thing, and what I say is, yes, I've got the best job. this is a dream job for me. And kind of knowing with the transparency of the front office what the last 3 years have been, I get excited every night because mm-hmm. you just never know what you're going to see. But, yeah, the last 10 have been fun because you're starting to see these young kids yeah. learn how to win games. It's hard to win in the NBA when you're young, especially when you've got 10 kids, 22 years or younger. But it's fun to watch Bilal develop. Key, Alex has taken a massive step. And what Trey Johnson has done the last couple of games, shooting from 30 feet and beyond, I mean, he's like our version of Steph Curry, right? It's just yeah. so fun to watch. And the kid expects that he's going to make those shots. I think he's 50% from 30 feet and beyond. And so, yeah, it's fun every night because you just never know what you're going
to
see.
Now, listening to you all call a game, I can hear the excitement in you too. What's been the biggest improvement you've seen amongst these guys as you see them try to grow and learn how to win this league?
B, I think it's just kind of learning how to navigate, you know, close games. You know, that's kind of been fun. You know, the both Milwaukee games where C.J. McCollum closes the show with a jumper to win. There have been fun games. Even when they kind of lose these tough games, it's how do they figure it out? Yeah. I mentioned Alex Starr. I think he has been really fun to watch. This is a guy that's uniquely skilled, being a seven-footer that can shoot threes, but he's taking less threes this year because he understands the value of what he can do in the paint. His defense is elite in terms of rim protection. I think he's in the 93 or 95 percentile in rim protection. Keyshawn George, you know, I remember in the summer seeing him in the summer league, and I made a notation that, man, he's taken a step already. And you see what he did in the summer, what he did for the Canadian team in the AmeriCup, and then he just transferred that into this season. He's a Swiss Army knife, and that's no pun intended, him being from Switzerland. That kid can do really anything on the floor. And it's just watching these kids kind of growing and kind of putting it together. And I want to give a lot of credit, too, to Brian Keith. You know, he is very consistent in his messaging, very consistent in his approach, and not afraid to call guys out. But he also praises them when they do things well. So that's kind of been the biggest thing for me this season, watching this young team try to grow.
Chris, we talk a lot about the young guys, and we understand this little rebuilding plan and all that. But you mentioned C.J. McCollum and the way he's been playing. I saw a couple of things where he goes the extra mile to basically educate these young dudes about the NBA and the things they need to do. How important has he been to a lot of the growth of these guys?
You know, being an OG, 34 years old, been in this league a long time. He's seen it. He's done it all, really. I think he is terrific in the locker room. And, you know, sometimes when you bring vets in, you try to teach a group of kids like this, you know, you can kind of get set in your ways. But I think how CJ goes about his work is not only is he telling the guys what to do, but he's out here on the floor. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to be an old vet and you kind of grizzle. You know all the great restaurants on the road, but that's all you bring to the team. CJ is actually a guy that is out there competing every night, leads the team in three-point shooting in terms of makes. And he's closed some games, as I said before, those two Milwaukee games. So he's still playing, I think, at a really high level. And I think that makes it easier when you talk because you're out there competing with the young players every night.
Talking with our friend Chris Miller here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You can give Chris a follow at CMillsPXP. I wanted to circle back to something you said about Brian Keefe, Chris, because I have really liked him since he took over. And I think everybody involved understands the direction of the Wiz, right? This is a multi-year thing. They're trying to build this thing up. Obviously, Oklahoma City is an example of what you're trying to do. I've been really, just because I have a good buddy, my boy Tarek's a big Pistons fan, like I've been kind of following this Pistons rebuild, and that looks like what you're trying to do if you're the Wiz. So everybody understands the mission, right? But for the head coach still, it's hard to lose. How much does it say about Keefe that he's able to stay on message and stay positive, even knowing the task in front of him and balancing all of that? Because to me, that's pretty admirable.
You know, the work is the work. And what I mean by that is he's consistent in the work. Are we getting better? Are we 1% better today? I know it's cliche, but he lives this. Like, I see this guy every day. He's consistent. He doesn't waver. He doesn't have, like, a bad day where he snaps or he has this great game where he's overjoyed. I mean, he kind of keeps it. He kind of keeps it medium.
Yeah. Old Jim's on, huh?
Old Jim Zorn right there, right? he's just very consistent. And I think players kind of gravitate to a guy like that where you know what you're going to get from him every day. Brian, you know this as a professional athlete. Those dudes that were great were the ones that were very consistent in how they practiced, how they performed. Everything led to 7 o'clock, right? Brian Keith, everything he does leads to 7 o'clock. Are we prepared? Is the X's and O's down? Do we know what we need to do to develop? And I want to give the front office some credit also. You know, every 10 games, they kind of check in with these athletes to let them know what they're doing well, what they need to work on. So there's no guessing, I think, with this organization. Like, you're going to know where you stand every day. And when they tap in with you, they're trying to make you better. They're trying to get you developed. Because as JP, you said, I think we all know what the bigger picture is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other day I was talking to a buddy about just the Wizards draft capital, like what they have right now. The trade deadline is about a month away. And they've done such a really good job of having this war chest of picks and not only having about, I think, $80 million in cap space to spend this summer, but you're also every night getting to watch, you know, all these young kids that they've already drafted. You think of Bilal, you think of the 2024 right. class. With Keyshawn, Alex, Bub. I'm sorry, I didn't even mention Bub Carrington. Bub has been really good. You know, he struggled earlier in this second year, but he is starting to really pick it up and find his niche. And then you think about what Trey Johnson is bringing to the table in terms of his three-point shooting. So I think the organization has kind of hit everything you need to kind of build something that's sustainable. You've got a war chest of draft picks. You're developing your young players, and you're going to have tons of cap space to go out and get some free agents.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, the trade deadline is what, a couple weeks away?
I think we're about a month away.
Okay, it'd be really fascinating to watch what they do there. And I think what I said. So B and I did a thing where we were making predictions for 2026, and I don't mean the 25-26 season, but when I look ahead to the 26-27 Wiz season, I just want to see them fighting in that play-in range. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the play-in tournament at the end of the year, and I feel like that's the trajectory where you just need if one of these dudes that we're all really high on, whether it's Keyshawn or Sar or Trey, like one dude takes that next step where you go from a B+ to an A-, whatever that is, that's when you can really start to see the growth. But I did want to circle back to Trey because you talked about the long threes and everything he's been able to get done. How exciting is it to see? I mean, I feel like he's got the most green light range wise since Gil was playing here, right? And that was a different
cross half court.
Yeah, you guys will laugh. So the last game we were in Minnesota, I think that was New Year's Eve. You know, listen, with this schedule, sometimes I don't even know what city I'm in. So you bear with me. But we were in Milwaukee, and it was shoot around, and we were already charting, you know, these 3-point shots and from distance. And I think at the time he was 6 of 12 from 30 feet and beyond. So I had to ask him, I was like, Trey, come here. And he came over, this is after shoot around. I said, what is your range in terms of a jump shot? Not a heave. I'm not talking about a heave. I'm talking about actual pull up jump shot. And without hesitation, with no changing of his expression, he looked at Drew and I and he said, half court. And it was so deadpan how he said it. It was like, he was like, how dare you ask me?
Like how,
and
now
as
what?
As I get into the gym, that's my range. And Drew and I just kind of looked at each other and just laughed. This is like, he's 19, but he's serious. So he's not silly. But the way he said it was as if, like, I asked him, can you really shoot threes? That's how I felt right, the way he kind of reacted to me. So that was really cool to see how he was like, nah, man, half court, I can pull. And I'm with you. I think he's got like the green light special, man. As soon as he crosses half court, let it fly. You know, it was one guy, I think it was after the Milwaukee game. He kind of did this sidestep three to kind of relocate from the defender. And I'm watching him and I can also see our bench. And when he shot it, it didn't even go in yet.
He ran the other way, and you should have seen the reaction of his teammates on the bench. They knew it was good even before it went in, and it was all net. So I think we have a very special shooter in Trey Johnson, and the range is kind of ridiculous. And, yeah, we got our own version of, like, Steph Curry, yeah. Man, when it comes to stuff
you
like
that. You know
that
is,
cool.
Though? I always say people have to do something before they do it. We had Jeff. Jeff was running a 5K, and I asked him the other day, I said, have you ever ran 3 miles? He's like, no. I said, okay, then, well, you're not going to do it in the time you think because he hadn't done it before. But Trey, just like Steph, you watch Steph even in commercials. He take the same shot all the time. So if you take the same shot all the time, when you let it go, you know it's going in.
Right.
So he's done it.
How he shoots. Yeah. Every shot looks the same. And I'm getting to the point now where even if he's being contested, I feel like it's going in. He's one of those shooters where you feel like every time he takes that shot, you're like, okay, put three on the board. You know, there's some guys in the league when they shoot corner threes, I say layup. And when I say layup, that means automatic. You know it's going to go in as soon as it's automatic. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, it's hard for me, Chris, last question. It's hard for me to keep track with all of the various dances you do on your Instagram. But I was curious. Did I see a Carolina Panthers celebration there? How fired up are you for the Keep Pounding crew to be back in the playoffs?
Okay, full disclosure. I got to tell you this, and you guys are going to get mad at me. I apologize. I was off the Panthers this year. Matter of fact, I've been off the Panthers like the last couple of years. I've just been frustrated. I've been a diehard since 95, since they came into the NFL. So I was like, man, I'm off these dudes. So much so that Wes Hall, Daryl Johnson, you guys know Daryl,
sure,
and Rich
DJ.
Wolf, my producer, they've been on my behind all year about, are you still not riding with the Panthers? I'm like, nah, I'm done.
So you know,
man,
we support,
you know,
them. We support, listen, DJ and Rich Wolf and Wes Hall for giving you grief about that.
So they've been on my behind all year about it. Don't you know, as soon as the Panthers clinched, I'm like, oh, we back, baby. We back. He's pounding. So listen, you lose the last game of the regular season, and then you still need some help the very next day to get into the playoffs. Man, we are backdooring our way. I said our. We're backdooring our way into the playoffs. Bring on the Rams. I'm back, baby. Keep pounding.
I love it. I mean, if your options, if I recall correctly, your NFL options, because you're not a fan of the local 53, weren't the Browns part of your collective? Didn't you have some love for the Browns? If you got to pick Browns or Panthers, it's Panthers all the
Panthers.
Way.
I worked in Cleveland for 6 years. I covered the Ravens for 4. So I've covered the NFL for 10 years. So I understand Browns fans. I do. I really understand it. My son Donovan is a diehard Browns fan. He was born in Cleveland. I really respect the Ravens, just the way that they do their business. I got a chance to cover their second Super Bowl and doing the pre and post game show. But yeah, if you had to ask me if I had to root for one team, I got to ride with my Panthers. Keep pounding, baby. We back.
All right.
Hey, C-Man, what was that week in New Orleans like for the Super Bowl with B-Mitch? I can only imagine what that was like. And Brad Jackson? Good God.
I was nice.
So listen, there's going to be when I retire, I have to retire because when these stories come out, they might fire me. There'll be a book that I will be able to kind of detail some of the road trips I've been on with some of these guys. But New Orleans was a movie. I'll just say that.
I can only imagine.
I can't remember none of you talking about.
Exactly. That's why it's a movie, dude, because everybody forgot about it.
Chris, thanks
all right,
for
Chris,
the time,
man. Appreciate
we'll be,
you, bro.
We'll be watching tonight, Wiz versus the Magic.
Man, appreciate you guys again. Happy New Year, man. Great seeing you. And JP, you said you're coming to the Pelicans game?
Yeah, I'll be there Friday, dude. I'll track you down and say
hello.
And
he wants to do a TikTok dance with you.
I got you. Say less.
Goodbye, sir. That's our friend Chris Miller. Give him a follow at CMillsPXP. I want to wrap up a little bit of NBA trade conversation. Then we're going to dive deep into the Commanders situation from yesterday and kind of where this thing is going forward. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Got a busy day. Coming up at noon, we're going to run through all the audio we heard from Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. I was at that press conference. Have some thoughts on kind of how it all went down. Sam Cosmi, Commanders right guard, who just won the Media Good Guy Award, is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Here from Barstool Nate at noon. Plenty to discuss with Nate Dogg. I definitely want to make time to talk about these new Caps young players. But B, before we go, it was funny because yesterday, I mentioned before, so locker cleanout probably went till like 1 o'clock, and then most people just stayed in Ashburn until 5, because it doesn't make a ton of sense to leave and go home and know you have to come back.
And then come back, yeah.
And the rumor about this Trae Young trade to Washington was, I mean this sincerely and not in like a bad way, being in the media room in Ashburn all the time, being in press boxes before games, like there's lots of conversation about lots of other sports besides the NFL. Nothing is more talked about among sports writers than air travel and hotel points. That is always the top two conversation topics. But number three would be sports.
Yeah.
I legit think it's the first time ever, or at least in a few years, the Wiz have been the topic of conversation.
Yeah.
And the conversation is this Trae Young rumor that the Wizards might be trading for Trae Young. I think the first report was from maybe Mark Stein, but it's been reported from a number of different people, Shams with ESPN, Mark Spears, that the Wizards are interested in Trae Young if Atlanta makes him available for a deal that would include CJ McCollum. So a lot of this comes down to expiring contracts and all sorts of stuff. I do think there's a member of the Wizards front office that was in Atlanta when they drafted Trae Young. Trae Young's been really good. He just opted into a $49 million player option with Atlanta so he could get a long-term deal next year. I don't know enough, but if you're building young stars and allowing them the runway to get better over time, this whole thing's been about runway, right? I don't get this, but I understand, however, if this is more of a business operation, like we're drafting this kid so we can flip him or get a pick for him. We're trading for Trey to trade him again. Like if this is a business move or we're going to buy him out or whatever that works, mm-hmm. I get it. Trey Young is a hell of a scorer. He's a heck of a shooter. It doesn't seem to be a fit to me in the long-term rebuild.
But if you get a guy like a Trey Young who can still outright shoot the ball, and we just finished talking about Trey Johnson, you got those two Trays on the court at the same time, that's hard as hell for a defense to handle that.
Okay. Assuming that's one of the visions.
Yeah.
How does Trey Young, who is established at this point, this dude's 28 years old, right? Like he's been an all-star, like he's an established dude. How does he impact Trey Johnson's development?
He may not impact it. You can have two shooters on it. You had Klay Thompson and Steph on the same team.
Sure. I think we got to chill a little with the Steph talk around Trey Johnson.
No. Ain't nothing wrong with comparing somebody at a young age. Trey Johnson and Trey Young can be very much like Steph and Klay were. Two guys that can shoot, and then if you got Sar, who's a big guy.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about Trey Young, 28 years old. He's not 38 years old.
I agree. I'm not saying so he's old, but the rest of these guys are 19.
Yeah, but 4, 5, 6 years, you get 4 years out of him, 3 years out of him, you know, possibly five. With those guys growing, you never know. Like you said, in 26, 27, playing for that seven, hell, they might be playing for something higher than that.
Are they trying to win? I guess my biggest confusion with the Trey Young conversation is what are you trying to do? Because we've been told repeatedly by people that
they're going to rebuild it,
that they got to keep losing this year to keep their first round pick.
Okay.
Because it's protected only up to seven.
And that's understandable. But the whole thing about it is if you are seeing growth on with your young guys at this point and you're a little ahead of what you thought, and instead of having to suck completely the rest of the year, you could start building for next year to compete. Why not do that? I mean, I'd much rather them get players that can start helping and playing instead of seeing them lose a lot of games. Because we just talked about they won 6 of the last 5, right? I mean, the last 11.
Yeah.
So if they're starting to show you what you're expecting, maybe you was expecting a year from now, but it starts to come a little sooner, why not?
You just talked about how you and Chris just talked about how important C.J. McCollum is to building this thing the right way, and he's super helpful. And now you're flipping him to get a guy that can fill it up, undoubtedly. If this is a
C.J. is 30 plus, though, right?
I think he's 34.
Yeah.
If this is a business move to continue to flip, like you're buying one house to flip it to buy the bigger house, I'm in. If this is just we want him to make this team better, then it seems contrary to so much of what they've done.
I don't know if it's contrary, but see, that's the thing about it. We talk about having the ability to change your mind and change course. If you are seeing growth from your young guys at this point, and I've said this a million times, I'll say it a million again, you need young and old to win, not all young.
Sure.
You know, if you have this team with all 19-year-olds, I guarantee you they ain't winning no damn championship. You're going to need to have those 19, 20-year-olds growing with somebody else and having that thing mix up. Then you can have a better chance.
We might have to consult with the Hall of Famer on this one. We might have to get DA on later in the week to make a little sense of the Trey Young thing. When we return, however, it's Commanders time. What did we learn? What did they say? What did they not say at yesterday's end-of-season presser?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.